So we are up to Simon Reish Beis Sif Tes, is where we had left off the other day. I guess that was Tuesday. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Sofei Anavim, She'im Yitbashim B'Lo'olam. So you have these certain grapes which are never going to ripen. And the Shavur explains that these are grapes which are found on the vine during the winter, and therefore they're not ever going to really ripen. And generally what they would be used for is for the making of vinegar, but if a person decides to eat them anyways, v'chein el hanovlos, and the same halacha, which we haven't said what the halacha is yet, but the same halacha is going to be true with regards to novlos. What are novlos? Good question. Shulchan Aruch says, shem tamar, and these are dates, shebishlam usarfum hafon v'yavshu. That as a result of exposure to the sun and to heat, so they already ripen and they already like burn. So they're an inferior quality type of date. So in both of these two cases, mevarach shahakol, the bracha is going to be shahakol. The reason why, Mishabur brings down that according to some people, that novlos are also a type of a date, which is not that it's overripened, and as a result of that, it's a step down, it's an inferior quality. But this would be similar to the grape, where it's on the tree, but it's just for whatever the conditions are, whatever the circumstances are, it's not going to ripen on the tree. So therefore, people take it off, and they take it off of the tree, and they heat it in the ground. They, I guess, manufacture the ripening process in the ground. But either way, you're going to make a bracha of shahakol, because once the fruit is now stepped down from its potential, and it's in this inferior state, so then it loses its advantage of being a fruit of a tree, and it goes all the way down to shahakol.
Now, as opposed to an underdeveloped grape.
Excellent. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'lo dami l'siv beis. He says it's not similar to siv beis, when he talks about the underdeveloped grape. Because over there, he says, there the grape had the potential to reach full stage. It just, you didn't give it enough time to be able to do so. So it was still on its way, as opposed to Sif Tes over here, we're talking about where there's no repair for this. It's already beyond fixing, and it's going to be in this inferior state, Lo'olam Voed, and that's why it goes all the way down to a Shahakol. Excellent. It's the trajectory, correct. Excellent. Outstanding. Sif Yud, thank you. Peros, shesharon, obishon v'mayim. Let's say you take some fruit and you either soak it, Mishnah Berurah says, for 24 hours or more, or you cook it in water. So you put the fruit in water and you cook it. Sa'afo pisha nichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim. Even though the taste of the fruit goes into the water, either in the soaking process, in the, stemming? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Steeping, thank you. Even though you steep the fruit, thank you. Together, stabbing and spilling. Even though you're steeping them, gematria is the same. Even though when you steep them in water, so the water is going to absorb some of the taste of the fruit. Still, the bracha is only going to be a shahakol, because again, this is the same idea that we talked about the other day, that whatever is going to come out of the fruit and into the water, is just considered to be zeh. It's just considered to be a byproduct of the fruit, but it doesn't represent the fruit itself, and therefore the bracha is going to be a shahakol. And here also, this is going ahead of us, but the Mishnah Berurah says, It's not going to be similar to the case of, let's say, vegetables which are cooked in water, and then you have what we call vegetable soup. So what's the difference between potatoes cooked in water, that we call it potato soup, and then you make a brachah adama on the potato soup, and apples that you cook in water, and then you drink that water, and we don't say that that's apple juice that you'd make on it, the brachah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because by the vegetables, the assumption is that the majority of the time that vegetable is eaten, it's eaten after it's cooked in water. So since that's the normal manner of consumption, that's why the soup is going to be elevated to the bracha of Berei Pri Adama, as opposed to the fruit that's really supposed to be eaten as fruit, not to extract the juice out of the fruit into the water, and therefore again it's a step down from what it was, and that's why it's only going to be a shahakol. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah talks about there's the potential that even if you have a fruit where the majority of the time that it's eaten, it was planted and intended to be cooked in water and then eaten in that manner, so then the water byproduct also is going to be is going to be Berei Pri Adama rather than a shahakol. Not so much of it has to do with the normal manner in which it's eaten and whether it was planted for that purpose.
Is it possible also the intention, for example, I have eaten
watermelon, cold watermelon soup. So I don't know what
you made hamotzi in your soup?
Pardon?
You made hamotzi in your watermelon soup?
But there's nothing called soup, gazpacho. It's called tomato soup.
So in both of those cases, based on this, I would say that it's a shahako, because it's not the design of either one of those two fruits to be cooked and eaten in a soup fashion. Now the tomatoes, the gazpacho, assume both of them, it's true, that really what you're doing is you're grinding up the fruit itself rather than cooking it in and then taking out the fruit, for example.
Right.
So those are potentially two different cases. One where you grind up the fruit itself and you have fruit mush, like applesauce, as opposed to cooking apples in water and then just drinking that water. So gazpacho and the watermelon soups, I assume that those fall into the, not the mush category, but the other category. Huh? That's why I don't eat gazpacho. Exactly. And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes. He says, "V'harash kasav." The Rush disagrees with this halacha, and you're gonna have to remember this for Sunday. But the Rush disagrees with this halacha, and he says, "De'afshar shem nichnas tama pri b'mayim." He maintains that if the actual taste of the fruit goes into the water in which the fruit was cooked, some v'rach brei pri ha'etz. He maintains that you would go ahead and make the bracha brei pri ha'etz on them. And the assumption is that we don't assume that it's a weakened taste; it's a diluted taste which goes from the fruit into the water. But that's considered to be the essence. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as halacha, linyan halacha, paskra achron de lechatchila yivarach shahakol. So the poskim say that lechatchila, when you cook a fruit in water, and then you're going to drink the water, so you only make a shahakol. But in the event that somebody did go ahead and make a brei per eitz on that, so then they would have fulfilled their obligation.